asked question be stricken from the records.
Objection sustained.
If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
Okay, we shall proceed. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice, nor will it ever. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, a.k.a. witness number one. And witness number two is our show producer, Rick Snyder. And you, my good friend, are witness number three. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips, along with the latest community event information. Our mission is to educate those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. You wouldn't go to a Las Vegas slot machine to hire a lawyer, would you? Well, even if you get three bars, who knows what you may win. If you're seeking legal expert representation, now is the best time to contact the good folks at the Robes Law Group with offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County. You may call right now, 561-570-5700, or visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Let them know you're looking for someone with real life experience. Their professional staff has the knowledge you need. And again, the phone number for the Robes Law Group is 561-570-5700. And if you call that number right now, it will ring right into the studio. We have Thomas A. Robes. He's an expert in all aspects of personal injury law and order. The phone lines are open. This is your chance to speak with an expert in personal injury. Then Rick Snyder checks in with all the latest legal news, including a look at stupid, moronic, and silly laws, ruling from the bench or binging from the rules. That's coming right up. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment today, we will take a look at how scammers use your airline boarding pass to obtain all of your private information. That's coming up right after the news. And somnophobia. In 35 minutes, insomniacs will awaken and take possession of all the body pillows. Somnophobia. Don't be afraid to look that up. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved legal brain trust. Here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
We're going to look at a train wreck in New Jersey, which probably is a daily occurrence in some cases. Injury because the engineer fell asleep. Not good. There was a huge award for that as well. That's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to check on some weird laws. Thanks to Alan, by the way. He did all the research on this.
Come on.
What was your favorite one, Al?
I think the competition frog.
The competition frog. Al yep. wants to know why. What you have to do with a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest and why it can't be eaten.
That's it.
What? Yep. In Colorado, you have to get a permit to modify the weather. I don't know how that works either.
Yep.
Hawaii billboards have no place in paradise. They're outlawed in the state with few exceptions, including notices from public offices and signs posted where goods are sold. Indiana says liquor stores can't sell refrigerated water or soda. The law specifies that a beer and wine store should be in the exclusive business of selling adult beverages and that any water or soda sold needs to be at room temperature. One more.
Okay.
I don't know where you get these, Al. I think you make them up.
Half of them.
In Kansas, there's no place like home to get tipsy. It's illegal to sell liquor by the glass in over 25 counties across Kansas, which repealed prohibition a full 15 years after Congress. Were they dozing off in Kansas at that time?
I think so. You know, in Georgia, just to fill in on your little news clip there, if you are hurt or you hurt someone else while riding a llama,
and aren't we all?
You may be a llama-loving linguist desired to leap loon and limber.
Okay.
Those and many more silly news stories are coming up right at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Rick. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
that. You got it. Well, when we return, Thomas A. Robes, he's a personal injury expert with more degrees than a barn door thermometer on a hot day in the Arizona desert. So don't go back. We'll be right away. Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction.
They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week. Just a click away. Or call 561-570-5700.
Boom! Welcome back to Lifestyles in the Law today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, here to let you know that no one knows when an accident is going to happen. They just happen. Boom! I think that's what I said. So the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say at the scene of an accident, in some cases, could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their 30-minute legal advice workshop. The next meeting is December the 18th at their Delray Beach location. The program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for a half hour, with a question and answer session right after. Robes supplies all the chips and beverages, and remember, when you leave the workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. You need to know your legal rights, folks. It may save you some serious dollars. For additional information about this valuable free workshop, call the good folks at Robe at 561-570-5700, or you can check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida. Okay, our first super guest earned his bachelor's degree from the University of Florida and a Juris Doctorate degree from Florida State University. He's a member of the Florida Bar and Southern Trial Lawyers Association and has a solid reputation for successfully represented individuals involved in personal injury accidents. He's a master at identifying your needs and getting you the justice you deserve. Thomas A. Robes, welcome to Lifestyles in the Law today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great to see you.
Uh-oh, there's your first mistake, gentlemen. That's all right. We'll get through it. That's a heck of an intro there.
Well, I do appreciate that. I have worked hard over the years in schooling and so forth in my profession. But first and foremost, Alric, really great seeing you. It's nice to get out of the office and get out of the trenches and to wish you a happy holidays in person. It's Yes. Great to see you and happy holidays to all our listening audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're also a member of the National Trial Lawyers Top 40 Under 40. What's that mean?
Well, now I'm on the other side of 40. Fortunately or unfortunately, depends on how you look at it. But yes, that was an award that I got a number of years ago.
Oh, so 40 is actually the age. I thought it.
Absolutely. 40 is under the age. So now, you know, I try to pass for under 40, but the gray hairs and the hairline may or may not give me away. So who knows?
It's okay. You made it in there to get started, and that's all that counts.
Under
right?
the wire.
Yeah, under the wire. And also the Florida Justice Association, the Million Dollar Advocates Forum. I mean, you're really doing a lot.
Well, I've been working at this craft for almost two decades. I've been fortunate enough to represent a number of individuals throughout South Florida community involving incidents involving personal injury. And unfortunately for my claimants, some of those claims did result in recoveries over seven figures.
Wow. You said an important word there, working at the craft.
Yeah, it's the practice. It's the practice of law. I mean, you're always honing your skills, trying to learn and do new things, and constantly educating yourself. It's an important part of our practice.
Well, I know doctors have to go through that every few months. They have to go re-educate and update and all that. Same thing with you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have continuing legal education requirements that involve areas in your practice, ethics, also technology. You know, the Florida Bar does what it needs to do to make sure that the members are staying on top of changes in the laws and things of that nature to properly serve the community.
How regular do the other, I guess the competition we might say, do they do that? Is that a common practice or is that something you do?
Well, you know, very often we have our reporting requirements every 3 years. We have to report to the Florida Bar, and there's certain requirements we need to satisfy. But being in the area of personal injury, there's certain types of seminars and things of that nature that you're not required to go to, but it's for your best interest, or you just may have an interest in it and you want to learn more about it.
Right. And you stay on top of that. And folks, that's good to know. You have somebody that's a legal, we always say a legal brain trust. We really mean that. I mean, these guys study hard. And it's not easy to do that.
Well, it's interesting. You said brain trust. Actually, the last seminar I attended was dealing with traumatic brain injuries.
Of course.
Exactly. And so to actually listen to experts in the medical field and cutting edge on the legal side of it, explain how these injuries are diagnosed and things that you can do to help your clients. I mean, it was a wealth of information.
Sure. You have to stay on top of it.
You do.
This might be a silly question, but yeah, I mean, maybe I already know the answer, but I have to ask, should I always consult with an attorney after it's just a pedestrian accident? Maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the car.
Well, you know, we look at law very similar to like medicine. There's preventative and curative. Yep. Unfortunately, nobody anticipates ever to get into a motor vehicle accident or a pedestrian accident. So unfortunately, you're on the curative side. Preventative side is, you know, maybe wills and estates, estate planning, tax planning, things of that nature. But unfortunately, not very many people, you know, anticipate being involved in a motor vehicle accident or especially a pedestrian accident. So consulting an attorney is important because most people really don't know what their rights and remedies are available to them.
Right. Well, that's why you created that workshop. You know, you let people know what's going on before something happens, and it's not something you have to carry around in your wallet. It's just good information to have, knowing what to do, knowing what to say, especially at the scene of an accident.
Well, yes, very often, just like in certain aspects, like, for example, we mentioned tax planning. Very often, you know, if you're doing your taxes, you may want to consult with a tax professional. With personal injury, like I said, nobody's anticipating this, but there's certain things that we can give you basically talking points or thought leadership in this regard, where we talk about, hey, listen, take a look at your personal insurance information. Are there gaps in your insurance that if in the event some sort of incident occurred, are you going to be protected? You hopefully never need to do it, but you want to be educated. Just like if you're a homeowner here in South Florida, you have to know what you're going to do if a hurricane's coming, because
exactly.
After the hurricane hit, it's too late.
Too late.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, again, like we always say, and we said a couple of times during the show, no one knows when an auto accident or any accident is going to happen. They just happen. So if you're not prepared for it, boom. Do I need, now we're talking strictly pedestrian injury here today, right? So do I have a special kind of insurance that I can get to protect me in case I do get hurt?
It depends on the type of pedestrian incident, but typically what we see here in South Florida, because we have such a large population, lots of people walking, using bicycles and also motor vehicles, is typically what we see are either the slip and fall, trip and fall pedestrian type injuries or something involved with a motor vehicle. When it's a motor vehicle pedestrian incident, the motor vehicle type insurance typically applies. So you have your personal injury protection benefits, if applicable. Then you would look at the liability insurance for the adverse driver and owner of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Also, your, believe it or not, your uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured motorist coverage would be in play if you've elected to have that sort of coverage. And then also short-term disability, long-term disability, health insurance, accident insurance. It's depending what insurance you have will impact what is going to be applicable. And that's what the importance of our workshop, because we talk about those types of insurances, yeah, and how they all interplay, how they layer, and why you may have a need for certain types of insurance that you may not have known about or have, but may not be the appropriate coverage amounts.
Yeah. So it's not a boring night at the attorney's office. I mean, we actually cover some pretty neat stuff. Hey, what if I'm on a bicycle and another bicycle hits me? I mean, it doesn't seem, you know, maybe you're going 20 miles an hour, but if you get knocked over, you hit your head, right? You got problems. Now, how does auto insurance cover a bicycle and a bicycle?
Well, if you have a bicycle on bicycle, auto insurance would not be applicable. However, health insurance could come into play, disability insurance. Also, homeowners insurance could come into play. And believe it or not, maybe if you're riding your bike for work, workers' compensation so there's all sorts of different things. That's why it's important to have an attorney that specializes in personal injury claims to take a look at, because that's part of the analysis that we do, is what type of claim is this and what applicable insurances may be involved and so forth.
You know, we had Jeffrey What was it, Jeff Friedman?
Yeah, Jeff Friedman, the workers' compensation guru.
Workers' comp. Yeah, he really enlightened us on a lot of stuff. And I think if you go to the Robes Law Group app, you can listen to past shows. So just to check out old Jeffrey Friedman there. He did a really great job and explained a lot of stuff to us. So now, what if it's a hit and run?
Well, hit and run, when you're dealing in a pedestrian situation, you still would be in a auto pedestrian situation. You would be able to look at your auto insurance for coverage. Specifically, the one that you'd be looking at is uninsured or underinsured motorist. The insurance typically would work just as if you were in your motor vehicle and it was a hit and run. You know, if you have that type of coverage, then it would be applicable.
I don't know if it's a hit and run on a bicycle. They better be able to run faster than me.
It's a hit and pedal. It's a
hit and pedal.
Hit and pedal. And believe it or not, because you know my office is located in downtown Del Rey, where there's a lot of pedestrian and bicyclists.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of hit and pedals going on too. So
really,
absolutely.
Oh man, I hope they can outreach my fist. What if a pedestrian contributed to the crash? I mean, I guess if you're riding a bike and somebody steps in front of you and knocks you down, you bang your head.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because very often it's dependent on the factual circumstances. Like, for example, there's a type of cases that, this is not exactly answer your question, but like child dart out cases
where
where you're in, let's say, a residential neighborhood, lots of families, lots of kids, and a kid may run out into the roadway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, those types of situations, you know, very often, you would think, oh, maybe 100% of the responsibility is on the child for darting out into the roadway. However, if it's foreseeable, things of that nature, if it's a potential expected occurrence, and also very often there's contributing factors in these pedestrian cases where someone's like not in the crosswalk. There's lighting issues, obstruction issues. So these are all these things that we look at in analysis. And not to get too technical, but Florida's a comparative liability state, meaning that if the potential jury would look at this and say, you know what, maybe that car was driving too fast, or maybe that person was on their phone, or maybe they didn't have their lights on, things of that nature, then there may be a split of responsibility between the person who was maybe jaywalking, let's say, and the driver. It's a factual analysis, and that's where, you know, a seasoned lawyer can help.
I have a friend of mine that's works in the insurance business. He's in the actuaries.
Yes.
And he told me, maybe you can enlighten me on this. He said, if you run a stop sign and hit somebody, it's not necessarily 100% your fault. The other driver could be maybe 25% fault, because the intersection was big enough to where he should have been able to see you. You did the illegal act, ran the sign, but he could have stopped. You have anything that... fits that?
Well, first off, if you're hanging out with some actuaries, you must be a pretty bright guy, because those are some pretty intelligent individuals. I happen to know a few myself. But yes, that is true. That's, you know, what you're talking about is last clear chance to avoid. That's when you start factoring it. Yes,
yes.
Where you say, listen, okay, yeah, maybe this person disregarded a traffic control device, but what was the other car doing? You know, you just can't blindly enter into an intersection. And in fact, there's actual laws on the books that talk about that all drivers, irrespective if you have a green light, red light, whatever it may be, you have responsibilities when you're operating a motor vehicle. You just can't basically close your eyes and just drive through an intersection blind.
Well, what exactly should I do? Should an attorney represent me in an auto accident or a pedestrian injury? What's my responsibilities?
Well, you know, like we were talking about, you know, when you're helping out somebody who's been involved in a personal injury claim, the attorney's role is different depending on the client and depending on the facts of the circumstance. And that's why it's important to have somebody who's experienced in this area of law, because it's not a one size fits all. Every case is different. And so depending on the facts and circumstances is depending on what the attorney should do. But essentially, the attorney is to guide through the process. You know, an example that I heard is, imagine you're playing a game of chess. You've never played a game of chess before, but the attorney is supposed to be your coach. Okay, mm-hmm. This is how we're going to do the move. This is how this move is going to be beneficial for our ultimate goal. And the goal is directed by the client. So it's important to know what the client actually wants you to have accomplished. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I talk to my clients about. I say, what would you like me to do for you? You're here. How can I help you in a perfect world? What is the goal that you want me to obtain for you?
Make me win. that's what I want.
Sometimes it's as simple as that. And other times it's, you know, they have family responsibilities, financial responsibilities, and these incidents really can throw people for a 180.
Yeah, I'll bet. After the break, Thomas A. Robes will still be with us. If he were a box of crayons, he'd be the sharpest Crayola box ever built with a sharpener right inside.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group, your small town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
All right, coming up on the second half of the show, a special visit from Thomas Robes. I told you that. Then our show producer has a way to protect your personal information linked to your airline boarding pass. Hammer the Scammer segment is coming right up. But right now, it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smart app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has the State of the Status snooze to cover. It's a monolithic display of stately statues. What's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Well, this actually covers something very important, another personal injury situation.
Uh-huh.
A 45-year-old woman, Latonya Story, was injured in September 2016 in the crash of a commuter train into the Hoboken terminal. She settled for $1.5 million. That was her lawsuit. She brought it against the New Jersey Transit. The crash occurred as the train approached the end of the trip, arriving in Hoboken terminal. Now, here's an instance where the train should be slowing down. They sped up to 21 miles an hour. Doesn't sound too fast, but it was twice the posted speed limit. It crashed through, this is the train now, crashed through a concrete bumper at the end of the track and into the station. The engineer was found unconscious in the cab of the train. The National Transportation Safety Board ruled the undiagnosed sleep apnea of the engineer was the cause of the crash. Story was riding in the last car of the Hoboken-bound Passaic Valley Line train when it crashed through a bumper at the end of the tracks and into the Hoboken terminal, knocked it apart. Falling debris from the crash caused a fatality inside. A woman walking through the station was struck and injured. 108 other people were hurt. $6 million in property damage. Now, the injured victim suffered back, neck, shoulder, and hip injuries in the crash, and an existing autoimmune system disorder complicated her treatment for those injuries and left her unable to work due to chronic pain. And she required extensive medical care and monitoring for the rest of her life in order to keep the effects of her injuries under control, her attorney reported. Mm. And there's a case where the attorney had some work to do, but they got
I saw that movie. It was Silver Streak.
Right up to
yes.
the end, and yeah, there you go.
Now, Alan, thank you very much for doing the research on this. We have some very unusual...
Some quickies.
Very well, some of them are. We're going down the laws of other states. For example, in Alabama, the city of Mobile may know how to throw down a Mardi Gras, but the use of plastic confetti is strictly prohibited. To carry, manufacture, sell, or handle any non-biodegradable plastic-based confetti is unlawful.
So that means no plastic straws either?
I guess not.
Okay.
They don't specify that.
Just checking.
That's how you may get away with it. In Alaska.
Throw out the straws.
You'll like this one, though. A person in Alaska cannot get drunk in a bar and remain on the premises. The statute says an intoxicated person may not knowingly enter or camp out where alcohol is sold.
I think the key word there is knowingly.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're drunk, how do you know, right? I'm hanging out.
Yeah, here I am.
I have to jump in on that. I've been to Alaska. I don't know how much they enforce that law. I'm just...
Yeah, exactly.
In Arizona, no one can feed garbage to pigs without first obtaining a permit. Now, you can swap out through the trough for a waste basket if the swine are raised for your own consumption. You can feed them garbage if they're yours and they're eating it.
That's not fair to talk about my...
So it's just weird. That's weird.
That is.
Arkansas, a pinball machine can't give away more than 25 free games to a player who keeps winning. The statute aims to prohibit machines that encourage gambling. Huh? Okay, so...
You know what I think that is?
Okay.
I think the owner of the bar says, that guy's standing at that machine playing it all day, and I'm not making a penny.
No beer for that guy.
And no more 25 free games.
No more.
All right.
Now, Alan said this is his favorite. A frog in California that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot be eaten and must be destroyed as soon as possible.
Yeah, really. You know what I think there?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, if it's in a frog jumping contest and it fails or dies, the frog legs must not be that good. I don't think I'd be eating a frog in California.
Stretching the point. Don't try to modify the weather in Colorado. It's against the law. In some states, it's legal to perform activities that create changes in the composition or behavior of the atmosphere, but not in Colorado.
Okay.
And in Connecticut, if you're a
But at least they let you alter the weather. You just have to get a permit for
That's it. You have to get a permit.
Yeah, okay.
Connecticut says junk collectors, you should beware. In Hartford, it's illegal to collect rags, paper, glass, old metal, junk, cinders, or other waste matter in the city without a license. Cinders, that was we always referred to fireplace ashes.
Yeah, it's a junk license.
Get that license. In Delaware, misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a domestic dog or cat. Unthinkable. I don't want to talk about that. Here in Florida, we have one of those really unusual laws. If you own a bar, restaurant, and other places where liquor is sold, you may be fined up to $1,000 if they participate in or permit any contest of dwarf tossing. Now, that became popular a few years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
I think the Wolf of Wall Street exemplified
that.
Right.
Yeah,
they were tossing dwarfs. Yeah.
One more for you.
Okay.
In Georgia, this was another one Alan recommended that we lead with. Those engaged in llama-related activities, such as riding, training, or goofing around at a county fair, are responsible for any personal injuries they suffer on the llama.
Does the law actually say goofing around?
Yes, that's what I read. That's what you posted here. Goofing around. How do you define that?
Have you ever seen a law that says goofing around?
I was just thinking that sounds a little vague or ambiguous. I'm not sure exactly what goofing around on a llama pertains. I would love to see the intent of that statute or law and the legislative notes as that goes through the process.
I can see Alan is eager to get back to talking to Tom Robes and discussing personal injuries. Let's do it, Al. That's the news for the day.
All right.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, super guest Thomas A. Robes is here with us. Tom, you have built yourself a heck of a practice down there. And how many people do you have working for you down there at the Robes Law Group? Too many?
Well, when it comes to payroll time, I don't like to think about it. But no, I have a great team, and there's approximately 15 of us. They work very hard. And one of the things that's really important is that all my staff is like-minded, that we are here for the clients, not the other way around.
Yep.
And that compassion and caring is actually one of the things that I discuss in the interview process, because if you're not a compassionate or caring person, then this is not the industry for you, because we're here to help people.
And I know we've had Esteban Benitez on the show before.
Sure.
He's your top paralegal guy down there. And I believe every word you say. You hire some really good people to do a really good job.
I'm very fortunate to work with them.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you got any? We do the scammer segment here, and people love to hear that kind of stuff because they wanna beware. But you must have a few good stories that have happened in the ways of personal injury. I'm sure there's a few funny things that have happened, right? You said something about a wheelchair.
Right. There was before we started the show. I don't like to use the word funny because the type of cases that we work on, people are invariably, if they need my services, they're injured, and so that aspect of it is not something that we find very humorous.
No, we're just talking about the ligaments of the law.
Sure. Yeah, some of the facts that go into these crashes are somewhat unusual, or we find out some things that are humorous in retrospect that don't involve the injuries. But one was an interesting case that I worked on that we've been talking about pedestrian crashes. This was one that actually involved a disabled individual. He was in a crosswalk and he was hit by a car. He was in a motorized wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And the case was passed by a number of law firms. And the reason why was because when law enforcement went out and did their initial investigation, they put the person, the pedestrian, the disabled person at fault, basically saying that just went out on oncoming traffic and was not in the crosswalk. Mm. The crash happened just a couple blocks from my office. I was very familiar with the intersection just because I'd driven through it countless times. And it was a clear intersection, no obstructions. And my initial thought process was, even if this person was jaywalking, so to speak, in a motorized scooter, you could have seen this person. The speed limit was 35 miles an hour on this stretch of the road.
Right.
And come to find out, after we put the case into litigation when the insurance company denied it, come to find out we found some independent witnesses that put the person in the crosswalk at the time of the crash. But what we had going against us was the traffic light. But we did some research and, to follow up some of those long nights in the law library.
Right.
I said, I remember reading about this somewhere, and we went back and there's laws about out there that dictate what you're supposed to do when there's a disabled person in a crosswalk. And essentially, I haven't looked at the statute in a little bit of time because the case is a few years old. But what happens is essentially if someone is disabled using an assisted device, so forth and so on, and they're in the crosswalk, irrespective of the traffic control device, you're supposed to stop.
Oh, yeah.
And so with that case, we were able to switch the liability from the insurance company taking a no-pay position and be able to get a significant recovery for this individual. They had, significant bony injuries, and the person was, if I recall, had a unrelated medical condition, but made his healing that much more difficult and suffered some complications in that regard. But, 3 years later, we got a good result after protracted litigation.
Right? What do you think motivated the police to label it as the pedestrian's fault?
Well, what I think happened was that the pedestrian was transported by EMS to the emergency room. So the police officer only got his version of what happened after the fact, spoke to the other driver. We were able to get independent witnesses because the crash happened in a commercial area, and we just canvassed the area and found some people that saw the crash and
store owners and things.
Correct.
How about video, or was that?
No, we didn't. We weren't able to capture video, but what happened was that we found people who worked in the strip mall adjacent to, it was a four-way intersection. So on one of the corners, is a very heavily trafficked strip mall.
Right.
We were able to speak to some of the people, and they're like, oh, yeah, we remember this crash, and he was in the crosswalk, and this is what happened. And it was actually interesting. My client at the time was eating something, and what they recall about it, which was helpful, and I think this was something that the insurance company was concerned about, is that he was hit so hard, his food items went flying in the air, and she was able to identify the food items from the parking lot. So,
so much for those fries.
Something to that effect. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That is bizarre. And that's a message for all those folks out there that really try to skirt around things. There's cameras everywhere. There's witnesses everywhere. And if you've got a lawyer that will go the extra yard, just like you said you did, you went out and canvassed the area. You'll get caught if you're playing around. You got to tell the truth, folks. That's the way it works here in this country.
Yeah, it's important. When you talked about the roles, and there's a lot of fine attorneys in this area, and a lot of them do amazing jobs. And very often the lawyer's role is to try and gather the evidence, such as let's try and find some video surveillance. Let's try and find a witness. Send out your private investigators to go find this information, because it's not readily available sometimes. And if you dig, you can sometimes find some very helpful items.
And that takes time to do that. And as I remember, time is money.
Sure.
So you guys actually go the extra route there.
Yeah, and that's the one of the things that when you're consulting with an attorney to ask them about is the resources that they have to investigate these sorts of claims. It's important because very often, there's a number of cases that I'm currently working on that right away, the first day that we're consulted, we already know we have to hire an accident reconstructionist. We got to have an engineer go examine the crash site, do data downloads from the vehicles, take measurements, and those costs can be significant. But you know you're going to need those. For example, that situation you're talking about with the actuarialist.
Right.
If you have a big intersectional crash and there's injuries, you may want to go get the data from the vehicle that had the right of way, because if they're traveling 15 miles, 10 miles over the speed limit, or you see that there was no braking immediately before the crash, those can be used as evidence of the driver's inattentiveness. And also that's important for force of impact, how fast the vehicles were going at the time of the crash. And then the experts, these guys are extremely talented. They're able to look at these vehicles and be able to give us all sorts of data to show the force and direction upon the body and how this impacts the body directly.
That's right. All the newer cars now have that it's all built into the computer of the car. They know how fast you were going and know what time it was when it happened. I mean, they're getting it down pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've had a number of cases that have been helpful with this type of investigatory material that we're able to get from the experts to show driving patterns or to show force. I've had an intersectional case where I had the driving data and the defendant driver, who initially was put not at fault for the crash, because it was a he said, she said, and then we got the driver, it's called EDR, the data, clearly showed that this driver contributed or mainly caused the crash, but then in deposition gave testimony that was self-serving, to be polite, and it was completely contradicted to what the data said. So, that case got resolved shortly thereafter.
Do you think self-driving cars will be a bigger problem in the world of personal injury, or is it going to clear some things up?
It creates challenges, and in fact, this is to give a lawyer answer. It depends, but exactly there's a lot of debate going on multiple levels of how these autonomous vehicles are going to, no pun intended, impact what's going on, and also the driver assistance and things of that nature. We've had some cases where there's been allegations that there should have been features in the motor vehicle that could have avoided or mitigated what happened. And, those things didn't do the things that they were supposed to do. So, and then there's also, the shift on liability. If you have a crash where there's an autonomous vehicle, then, okay, well, how are we going? Who's responsible? How are they going to deal with this? And this is being dealt with
the programmer.
Yeah. Well, this is being dealt with on a local and national level. And, the good people at the AAJ and FJA are really, really advocating for consumer rights in this regard. So,
yeah, Rick was telling me earlier that with these autonomous cars around pretty soon, there'll be a country music song that says, "My truck left me."
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, Tom, I understand that your firm was recently invited to join the $1 million club, or the $100 million club. 100. Wow, that's 100 with two zeros. $100 million club. What's that all about?
Well, from what I understand, because the news was brought to me as well by some of my staff members, apparently there was an invitation. I guess this is a sort of a an achievement award of serving people in the community for a long time and in the totality of awards. So that's what I understand it to be. It's again, talking about that 40 under 40, I guess to get to that level, you've had to be around for a little bit. And I guess that's what the gray hairs are poking out of my beard are starting to show us. So.
Yeah, don't be scared. It's just a beard. That's great. Thomas A. Robes, thank you for joining us on the show today. And you're going to hang around till the end. So if someone wants to talk to you about personal injury, you know the number to call, 561-570-5700. We're standing by.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day, every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Rogues Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Rogues Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's R-O-B-E-S to 474747.
This is Christina at the Rogues Law Group. How can I help you?
Rogues Law Group, your small-town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROGUES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
And welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder, with a message for those afflicted with somnophobia. If you have a fear of sleeping, then fear no more. You are awake. So take out your smartphone, if you're not driving, and text the word ROBES, that's R-O-B-E-S, to 474747, and get peace of mind knowing your legal representation is in the palm of your hand. Got it? Get it. Problem solved. You know, Rick, I'm an insomniac.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Okay. And now, just as 13 members of the House of Representatives proclaimed, it's time to hammer the scammer. Because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by the Rogues Law Group. They fight hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some info on airline boarding passes. What's that all about?
Well, we all get them when we travel on an airplane, and a lot of people actually take a picture on their phone of their boarding pass so they can show their friend that they've actually done it.
Right.
Danger. Danger is in the air. You don't realize that there's a lot of personal information encoded right on that boarding pass. Some airlines keep more information than others, but even the most basic information can be used to gather more details about you. All anyone needs to see is this hidden information is the barcode scanner. If you have one, you can scan your own boarding pass.
Right.
And that scans, the scanner will also work in the grocery store. Barcode scanners can be found on various websites. You can download them, get the app, and read whatever you want with a barcode. Now, the passenger's full airline account number is on. Sometimes additional details belonging to the account, such as your email address, phone number, and more, will be available. So what do you do to protect yourself? First, put the boarding pass on your phone. You got to
take a picture of
that's
it?
That's it. Yeah. Well, download it.
Oh, okay.
You don't need the paper.
Right.
Your safest bet for protecting your sensitive travel information is to avoid the paper completely. Opt to receive your boarding pass digitally instead of printing so no one can see or access the barcode as long as they don't have your phone.
Yeah.
Shred that boarding pass. If you must print your boarding pass, keep it secured at all times. Don't leave it out where somebody could quickly scan it or snap a quick pic. And definitely don't forget it in the seat back pocket where I always put mine.
Oh, yeah.
Take it with you. Once you've made it home, go ahead and shred it. Even throwing it in a wastebasket in the airport is a signal for danger. Never post photos of your boarding pass. Your friends know you're on the plane. They don't need to see that boarding pass.
Here's my pass.
A quick search of hashtag boarding pass on Instagram will show you thousands of recent posts by users displaying their boarding passes, many with unobstructed barcodes. People should treat their boarding passes the same way they treat their passports. You never leave your passport behind. Treat that boarding pass the same way. And there's your barcode story.
All right, I'll give that a pass.
All right. Now, speaking of cell phones, this time of year, many people choose to upgrade their phones. If you're one of them and you've upgraded your phone, make sure you back up your data, remove any SIM or memory storage cards, delete all personal information, and then check that it's been erased. Disconnect it from accounts and services. You're no longer using the phone. Call Al. He loves to dispose of technical devices.
I just send him right up to Hillary. She takes care of him for me.
Okay. There are scams going on now, especially this time of year. We want you to protect yourself. You've heard about a lot of them. Here are a couple of ways to protect yourself when you get a phone call, as I've gotten two this week, Alan. I wanted to mention.
I think you got one this morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. If you get a message that reads this way, this is a quote, a good payment history in good credit score, you have been qualified finally for interest rate reduction between 0.25%. Several attempts were made to reach you. This is your final courtesy call before we are unable to lower your interest rates. Mm-hmm. So press one now.
Terrible.
There's no punctuation. The English is off. Yep. If you get a message like that, it's wrong. They're mm-hmm. scamming you. Yep. Don't let them. And I did want to mention the other one, which is even worse. Interest-free. Unfortunately, I don't pay any interest.
You're not going to tell me the one about the semicolon that broke the law?
No.
Yeah, I believe he got two consecutive sentences.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. And this one's going around, pretty popular. Quote, service that has been scheduled for today in the next 30 minutes to avoid interruption of the service. Press 1 for a representative. Press 2 for more information. Again, poor English, no punctuation. It ain't real. Yes.
It ain't real?
It ain't real. So Christmas scams to be aware of. Keep your eyes open. Keep your wits about you. I know the stores are crowded. Things can go on. But we'll have a lot more scam information for you as time goes on.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a way to scam a Christmas card?
Probably. Mm. We'll look for that.
All right. We'll be right there.
Yeah.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week. Just a click away.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to Lifestyles and the Law today. I'm still your host and non-legal orator, Alan Mason, along with witness number two, our ineffable show producer, Rick Snyder. Hey, Rick, you know, no one knows when an accident's going to happen. They just happen. So, boom, it's the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say at the scene of an accident, in some cases, could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their 30-minute legal advice workshop. It only takes 30 minutes. The next meeting is December the 18th at their Delray location. The program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for, you guessed it, 30 minutes. That's what it is. Robes chips in the snacks and the beverages. And remember, when you leave their workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. You need to know your legal rights, folks, and it may save you some serious dollars. If you have a question about the workshop or any personal injury question, you may call right now, 561-570-5700, or visit the Robes Law Group at robeslawgroup.com. That's pretty easy, right? What do you think about that workshop? That's a pretty dang good idea. I know it's hard to tell people, hey, look, tomorrow, check your calendar. Probably at 3 o'clock you're going to be in an accident. So you need to get in there and get this taken care of. You just don't know.
No, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why we spend time and energy developing the app so that you could that you're able to download so that you do have these types of information at your fingertips before the crash happened. this workshop is just to help people get themselves organized because, you know, we use that example, you know, when a hurricane is coming, fortunately for us, we have satellites, we have trained professionals, meteorologists, tons of reporters that tell us everything that's going on because we know it's coming. Motor vehicle crash, you don't know it's coming. Yeah, so you got to be prepared as if any day it could happen.
Yep. And I know a few professional drivers too. I mean, they race in NASCAR. They're pros. And even when they're out on the road, we talk about this stuff. And they said, man, it just happens. It's the same as on a track. You don't know. It just comes, it happens, and boom. And you don't get in trouble if you ask a wrong question or anything there, right? It's just an open forum where you can discuss how to handle yourself at the scene of an accident.
Absolutely. It's just a seminar to help educate the public. You know, one of the things that we do when we represent our clients, one of the biggest parts of the initial consultation and in throughout the process is educating the client about how the process works. It's very beneficial if they have some information at their fingertips beforehand.
Yeah. Well, again, it's just a good way to be prepared, and there's nothing wrong. I was an Eagle Scout, by golly, and it pays to be prepared, and that's what the whole theme and the idea of is, just to get prepared.
Absolutely, and just on a personal note, it's nice to meet new people before they get into a car accident. You know, most of the time I meet people, they're in my conference room or whatnot, and it's usually on one of their worst days. So I like to see them not on their worst day.
Exactly. And you can have some fun there. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Tom, thanks for being on the show today. We have talked about a lot, and now it's good to know about a lot. And we're just rocking and rolling. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Tune in to Lifestyles and Law Today every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on West Palm Beach's flagship station, WJNO AM 1290. Coming up on next week's show, Joseph Landolfi will join us for a fascinating discussion about the ins and outs of probate. Ooh, that sounds like that'll be fun. He also sounds tall, so I think that'll be interesting. That's all the time we have left today. We hope our mission was not impossible and that the legal knowledge ebbs and flows through the applicable media outlets. We'll see you next week. This program is brought to you by the Robes Law Group. Executive producer John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. See you next week.